Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we're a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to ask you a few questions to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you registered? Well, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
Well, he can't hear on the phone. What was it you was asking?
Yeah. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So that would be a no. No. All right. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local offices on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote? You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat likely to vote. You're not very
We're
likely
gonna
to
vote.
All right. Would that be like a definitely then?
Yep.
All right. What is your age?
We're in our 60s.
All right. So would that be like maybe 56 to 65 or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. So generally speaking, do you say that, would you say that things in Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like, do you think things are going good in Grand Traverse County, or do you think they're like kind of going bad, like they're not really heading in the right direction?
Well, we kind of have mixed opinions about different things that go on, but whatever, you know, we can't do a whole lot about it.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. So if you could please indicate how you vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? The millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
All right. So would you say you're
definitely... God, every time we turn around in this county, they want another millage for something.
All right. So would you say you're definitely voting no or probably voting no?
No, we're not going to vote for any more millages in the county.
All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be a little bit difficult to understand, now I'm just going to read again, but this is a proposal, but in a simpler way. So this proposal would... dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, and it will be paid for by property tax increase. So knowing this, would you say yes, you would vote for, in favor of this proposal, or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no, or probably no?
Definitely no.
So now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $9 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against?
I'd vote no.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
All right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, which would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal would raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner $105 per year. The second one is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Three, would you say you're fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year? Or would you say four, which is, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I oppose this, that one to oppose that millage at all.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or implementing public education in local schools?
You pick one?
Yes, if you could pick one, please.
The crime.
Crime, all right. So now I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. So if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of these people. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also please say so. So your city or township government?
What was the question about them?
What opinion do you have on them? Would you say it's like very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
I don't know too much about the TART Trails. I guess I really can't.
No worries.
Voice an opinion.
All right, no worries. So Grand Traverse County Government.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not trust.
Probably do not trust or definitely do not trust.
Say that again.
Probably do not trust or definitely do not trust. All right. Okay, perfect. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for the project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. But could you please indicate if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money? So to promote recreational opportunities.
I don't know, disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
To plan and construct new trails?
Strongly disapprove. We gotta take care of our roads first.
All right. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
To protect our open space from residential and commercial development?
I kind of approve that, but I have my own opinions on that.
All right. So would that be like a somewhat approve then?
Yeah.
All right. To promote health and wellness?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To maintain existing trails?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And to promote local economic development?
I don't know. I can't really answer that one.
All right, no worries. So now if you were like forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
I don't know. I don't know.
No worries. No worries. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal. And if it would make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. So the first one is, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
So what am I supposed to be answering?
If based on this like short statement about this proposal, if it would make you want to support this proposal much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or if it would make no difference.
Make no difference.
This will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
What was that again? An annual review. So, okay,
yes.
What?
So there's going to be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Okay.
So would this make you like want to support this kind of proposal?
No.
Much more likely? All right, so
no.
much less likely, or would it make no difference?
Make no difference.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spendings.
Make no difference.
And a Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Okay.
So would it make no difference then?
Nope.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about being in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to want to support this proposal, and if it would make no difference, if you could also indicate that as well. So this proposal will provide more accessibility to open spaces, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Okay.
So would you say this is a very convincing reason to want to vote in favor? A somewhat convincing reason? All right.
No.
So would you say it's like not too convincing, not at all convincing,
not,
or
no
difference?
Not convincing.
All
makes
right.
No difference. Not convincing.
Okay, so not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Nope.
All right. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, to be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So would you say it's very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Okay.
So
that makes me, so I'm supposed to want to support it? I'm not support. I from the beginning to the end, I've told you anything that comes up as a proposal in the county for an extra millage on our property taxes, I'm not supporting it because every time we turn around, they want more money for another project. And every time we turn around, we're raising our property taxes. We're going to tax ourselves right out of our home.
Okay.
And I'll give you, listen, if you're going to do surveys, try shorten them a little bit and making it so that you're not taking up people's time so much.
All right. Well,
that would be my suggestion.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for your time as of right now that you are here and participating in this. I just want to thank you so much for that. But then also second point, for this survey, I'm not allowed to put any options that I have not asked you for. So I have to kind of ask you the question. And regardless if you have previously said no for all of them, I do have to still ask you the question. So I'm so sorry about that.
I know, but I'm just saying whoever writes them up should make them shorter.
All
you know,
right.
If you're talking about this proposal, make it so that you're not taking 15, 20 minutes of a person's time to get your survey in.
All right. Well,
okay, just tell the people, whoever sets it up.
All right, I will. Thank you so much for those feedbacks. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so,
bye.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then.